welcome back to the Missing Maura Murray podcast. Lance, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. Wonderful holiday weekend. And we're back here for a very brief moment in this episode. And we're going to put out some additional audio later this week, actually probably tomorrow. We're going to put out some cabin audio. But for this very episode, we are going to focus on a few announcements that we want to make.
And by cabin, we mean the UMass cabin in New Hampshire, where we went over the summer to explore and do some light investigation with John Smith and Rick Graves and Alex and Dan, who have been helping us out quite a bit with this investigation and the case. They've been really involved with it. So that audio will be coming out shortly after this particular it's not so much an episode as it is a short announcement.
The announcements we want to make are as follows. One of them is extremely exciting to us and will be to you, and we promise that. But we do have to speak cryptically about it and stay very vague at this point.
So we just want to apologize up front with the lack of detail that we are kind of pigeonholed into giving, or I guess not giving. But just know that the intentions are good, and we've spent a long time fine-tuning this arrangement that we're going to talk about briefly here.
So there is a new Maura Murray-based project that is coming out and that we are working on. It may be on television.
This new Maura Murray project is backed by a significant media outlet, and we feel very confident and very comfortable with the people behind it and their intentions.
Yes, and that's pretty much all we can say about it at this time. But know that there will be more details coming in the following months that we will be sharing.
So I guess in short, the announcement is something new's happening, and we'll tell you about it soon.
And we apologize for the vagueness. I'm sure we're going to get some emails and tweets trying to clarify some of the things we are saying right now. And unfortunately, we will not be able to respond to those with anything more than what we've said here.
But just know that if you do have information, again, you obviously go to the proper authorities, but keep the keep any suggestions, information coming, because we do have the ear of the organization involved in backing this new project. So if anything does come up, send it our way. And if it's significant, we can we'll make sure that your contribution won't be ignored.
And we are also very excited to announce that we are going to soon be on a podcast network called Audio Boom. It's a pretty great website, audioboom.com, and they are now hosting the podcast, and they are working to get us sponsors. Unfortunately, we do need to pay some of the bills that it does cost to do a podcast. Those of you out there who do podcasts understand, but it is not free, and far from it, actually, and we need to recoup some of the bills.
Also, the more we've done this and the more we've had listenership and downloads increase, we've realized how much of a serious endeavor this has become. And in any serious endeavor, if you're taking time away from one thing that is paying your bills and you're embarking on something else that you need to, is taking time, and time really needs to be have some sort of compensation with it. We're not doing it to make money is what I'm saying. We're certainly not doing it to, you know, buy a house on Beacon Hill. We're doing this so that we can compensate for taking time away from other things. It's a good thing. It's a very, very good thing. And you'll end up with a higher quality production of the show with the sponsorships.
And with the first announcement that we made, it makes it a lot easier for Lance and I to sit here and tell you that we're about to take on sponsors. We had actually gotten a few offers before and turned them all down because it didn't feel right to us.
Right, in connection with the first announcement, in connection with the new project. If it was just us going at it alone, we would still have a serious
Moral dilemma.
We'd have serious reservations about taking any sort of sponsorship, but because it's kind of blossomed into a new thing, and we're going to need to focus on this more. And, you know, in order to do that, got to pay the bills.
We also wanted to mention that we will be at CrimeCon 2017 in Indianapolis from June 9th through June 11th, 2017. We will be leading a case discussion on the Maura Murray case, and you can get 20% off your ticket with promo code MMPOD20. That's MMPOD20 when you're buying your ticket at CrimeCon. And the final announcement that we have here on this episode is that Lance and I are launching a new podcast. Many of you have asked us about this over the last few months, and we really didn't want to mention anything at the time because we weren't really ready to embark on another journey, but we are getting to that point where we are.
And this is something that I really couldn't be any more excited about. And I'm not just saying that. Tim and I took a lot of time to create something that just wasn't a follow-up about true crime. It's going to focus on true crime. It's going to focus on unsolved murders. It's going to focus on family mysteries. So we've been working on some very preliminary pre-production on this and determined that we want to focus each season, maybe 8, 10, 12 episodes, probably no more than 12 episodes on a certain case, whether it's an unsolved murder, whether it's a family mystery, whether it is an unsolved crime, and we'll delve into that crime as deep as we can, but putting a cap on a certain amount of episodes. And we want to make this as interactive as the Missing Maura Murray podcast, but we also want to add another element to it, which is more of a dramatic flair. And you'll find that out when you listen to the first case, literally taking you back in time.
So it's something we're extremely excited about, and we will be bringing you something in the next month or so. We will also be holding back the title of it for now until we have some audio to let you hear.
And ultimately, the cases that Tim and I have selected, we've done it in such a way where we are going to have more freedom with what we talk about. The cases are much colder than the Maura Murray case. We're also going to be taking a video documentation of everything that we do, much like we did with the Maura Murray case. So every case that we broadcast will have, I'm not going to say documentary potential, but it'll be documented in a documentary style.
All right. And so thank you very much for listening to this. And we will be back very soon with UMass Outing Club Cabin Audio.
And thank you so much for your patience as we've worked in the background and our vagueness. We appreciate it. Hang in there with us, and we're going to have something really cool for you really soon.
And we also want to thank you, because if it weren't for you downloading this podcast and following this case online, this announcement would not be possible today. So thank you very much for listening.